Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Our buddy Al Bernstein, legend, joins us in Vegas, where Saturday night he's calling Danny Garcia, Brandon Rios, 12 rounds of WBC fight on Showtime. I got to tell you, though, Al, that I was talking earlier on the show as I was letting people know the rundown of that you were on the show tonight, that I have personally witnessed and been there and seen with my very own eyes and ears you performing in Las Vegas, singing. And I said that, I mean, we all know how great you are as a boxing analyst, but and I mean, Hall of Fame, rock star status. But I got to tell you, I actually think you're better at singing than you are at boxing. Like, I was blown away.
That's nice.
I mean, honestly, I saw you. Know, I saw you. I'm one of the few. Like, how many guys in the media have actually taken the time to go see you perform live in Vegas? I did it, and I was blown away.
Well, that is so nice. You know, I enjoy doing it when the opportunity arises. It's always been fun. I started it, as you know, I started doing it back in the 80s before those big fights with Hagler, Hearns, Leonard, and Duran. I used to perform at Caesars, which is probably where you saw me.
Right.
And it was so much fun, and over the years I've continued it when I've had an opportunity, and now I'm kind of getting back to it a little bit.
Well, so tell us about the gig on when are you doing it, Friday or Saturday, the gig?
Yeah, Friday. Well, our fight is Saturday, so Friday night I'm going to be performing over at the Tuscany Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas. It's just off the strip on Flamingo. And I'm going to be co-hosting this show with Kenny Davidson, who does a show over there every Friday, and he is a co-host frequently. And I'm going to be co-hosting with him, and we're going to actually be doing a tribute to Nat King Cole. We're going to be doing all Nat King Cole songs.
Oh, also Nat King Cole, you're blowing out on Friday.
We're going to go old school with Nat King Cole, and we've got a lot of great singers coming in, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
I've seen you do your act before. You, who are the favorites that you like to sing when you do your show in Vegas? Like, the one, like, I saw, I remember, like, unless I'm crazy, you were doing a lot of really cool, like, Rat Pack stuff.
We did a lot of that, and then I'll do, you know, sometimes I'll do, you know, the pop tunes of the day within reason. I'm obviously not going to be doing acid rock or something like that. You know, I don't think we can see me doing Ozzy Osbourne on a regular basis, but I try and you know, branch out into pop as well. But I do like the Great American Songbook a lot, and blues and jazz and all those things. So, and this particular time, we just decided to concentrate on that, on Nick and Cole's music. So it should be fun. I think it'll be a fun time for everybody. It's in the Piazza Lounge at the Tuscany, and we will have a lot of the boxing celebrities there, too. So if the fans come by, they can visit with some of the boxing folks.
Well, I think everyone should go see it. Like, I've seen you do it with the tux on, the whole deal, in a candle-lit room, the whole deal. I've seen, like, the romance all flying through the air. I've seen the whole deal. I was like, I couldn't even believe it. I remember I've talked to you about it before, too, over the years.
You just won you know the way to my heart. You just won the job of doing my eulogy, you know?
Right. I'm thinking about it. I'll be there.
You won the job.
I'm telling you, I can handle it. Like, does your family think you're nuts?
No, I don't think so. Well, you know, my wife was a performer for over 30 years, so she has been in the music business, and my son's a singer, so it's kind of like part of the fabric of the family. So.
Right. So do you guys sit around, the three of you, singing a lot to one another and stuff like that?
She helps my son with different things, and she's a great harmony singer, and I enjoy... I really enjoy. My son's 18 years old now. He's a singer-songwriter, so he's out there doing it. And I enjoy kind of noodling around with him. So it's a fun pastime. And when I'm not announcing boxing, it gives me something to do to keep me off the street.
I wish I was there because, you know, I'm there a lot. I just was there for I was just there for 8 days and the Super Bowl, and I hosted the party at the downtown Las Vegas Event Center.
I know that, and of course, you and Las Vegas have a rich and long history.
I'm thinking about, like, we're trying to come back for March Madness, same thing here in a month, and do it all over again. But I wish I could have seen you live again. You're fantastic, and I mean that. I enjoyed it. So what do you think of Danny Garcia and Brandon Rios? I got to tell you, now, I respect, you know, Brandon. He's a tough kid.
Yeah.
But he's up against something, I think, that, frankly, he can't handle.
The onus is certainly on him. Brandon Rios has had, you know, he is not the same Brandon Rios that we saw 3 or 4 years ago. He did have a break and is hoping that that rejuvenates him. The onus is on him to show he can handle Danny Garcia. There's no question about that. Garcia, who is himself coming off an 11-month layoff, and that's a difficult thing for him, but no question, Garcia is a big favorite in the fight, and Rios, who's a very aggressive fighter and likes to bring the action, hopefully what will happen is Rios will be able to do that and create a really exciting fight. Now, whether he can stand up to that left hook of Garcia's remains to be seen, but, you know, Garcia's had a lot of close fights against Herrera, against Lamont Peterson, fights that he won, but that were very, very close, so some people think maybe Rios can do the same. And while that fight is on the top of the bill, the one I'm most excited about is the fight right underneath it with David Benavidez defending his 168-pound championship. He's the youngest champion in boxing, against Ronald Gavril. They fought last year, and it was a fight of the year candidate, and now they're having a rematch.
Take me to March, early March in New York. I think the 3rd, you guys have the Bomber Wilder against Ortiz, the heavyweight title fight. And then that Charlo kid's fighting, Jermall Charlo. Isn't there two of them? There's two Charlos.
Their mom made it certain that we'd have a hard time distinguishing because she had twins and named one Jermall with an A and one Jermell.
Right.
So made it tough. But Jermall is the one who's fighting Yu Centeno in the middleweights. He moved up from 154, and he's a terrific fighter, Charlo. And, of course, Deontay Wilder taking on Luis Ortiz. Wilder undefeated, Ortiz undefeated. Ortiz is probably the best fighter available to fight Wilder other than Anthony Joshua and Joseph Parker. And as it happens, Anthony Joshua and Joseph Parker are fighting each other at the end of March. So the four best heavyweights, forgetting Tyson Fury for a moment, who's just getting back in the sport, the four best heavyweights will be fighting each other in March. And that should be a lot of fun at the Barclays Center.
Does Fury, in your view, deserve to get big fights right now after everything he did?
Well, I think number one, physically, he's probably not capable of doing it. He's got a series of fights that he's with a new promoter now, with Frank Warren. There's a different trainer. He's got like a game plan of pursuing a series of fights in Great Britain that will get him back on track. And then presumably, if he can stay clean, he had some issues with performance-enhancing drugs and other controversies. Then after
cocaine.
Those fights, pardon?
Yeah, cocaine.
Correct. Yes. In addition to performance-enhancing drugs, there were those as well. And so, you know, I think if he can keep himself on the straight and narrow for 8 or 9 months or 10 months, I think, you know, like most athletes, they get an opportunity to apply their craft, and we'll see, if he can come back physically from all of it.
Who do you think, Al Bernstein, legend on the bench, who do you think will win the Joshua Parker fight at the end of March?
Well, I'm going to be announcing it, so I probably won't make a total prediction, but I do think that we're going to have that on Showtime. But I do think that it's a very competitive fight. You know, Anthony Joshua is a big, powerful man, but if Joseph Parker could get that fight into the later rounds, sometimes Anthony Joshua, even though he didn't against Klitschko when he came back, but on other occasions he's, you know, it's been a little tough for him in the later rounds. If Parker can put enough punches together and get him into the later rounds, you know, he may have a good chance at it. But there's no question Joshua is the favorite in that fight.
Do you feel that Adrian Broner has had enough arrests now to consider his boxing career just about over?
Well, he's going to fight again against
Figueroa
in this next go-around, if in fact, it stays true. On April 21st, he's supposed to fight Omar Figueroa in what would be a very exciting fight. The question, so now we're waiting whether this latest incident will derail that fight or not. So far, it hasn't. Adrian Broner's life has been, obviously, the stuff that tabloid news is made of, and he can't seem to right the ship. Every time it seems like he says he wants to, he doesn't, and it remains to be seen whether he can do that before this fight. But he does have one scheduled, and we'll see what it brings. Adrian Broner is an underachiever in the ring as well, but people like to see him fight. His ratings are huge, and they like to see him. A lot of people like to see him lose, and he's lost three times. But we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I think he's an idiot, but I think, yeah.
You're probably not the only person in America that thinks that, or the world.
Do you think?
I don't think you're the only one.
I can't wait to see Thurman fight again. And then I know you guys are going to do that show in the middle of May in Montreal with Stevenson and Beidou Jack. That should be a good fight.
It's an excellent fight. Adonis Stevenson has fought not much and has often not fought the right competition. In this instance, fighting Beidou Jack, who was a 168-pound champion, then moved up to light heavyweight and beat Nathan Cleverley and really beat him soundly, and Cleverley's a very good fighter. Beidou Jack, you know, Scott, every time I see a fighter that gets better, every time they fight, and you know, every time in athletics, that's the thing that excites us when we see teams get better and individual athletes get better. Beidou Jack has gotten better every time he stepped in the ring. And so this fight with Stevenson is really a very compelling fight.
Yeah, no doubt. At the Tuscany Friday night in Vegas, you can see Al Bernstein doing Nat King Cole songs all night long. It's going to be crazy. You got to see him live. Everybody in Vegas right now listening, go check out my man Al Bernstein. And then Saturday night on Showtime, Garcia and Rios. Al, as always, my man, love you.
Scott, great to be with you. Next time you're on Vegas, we got to do lunch.
My man, Al Bernstein, the one and only. Check him out Friday night at the Tuscany in Las Vegas. Perform Nat King Cole songs. He's great singing live. You got to see it to believe it. You can't even believe it, though, because you know him as this boxing analyst, and then he starts busting out that mic and singing, and you just start cracking up. It's awesome. He's fabulous at it. Anyway.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.